1, 2, 1.
It's time for the Better Horses Radio Show with Ernie Rodina. Saddle up and ride as we explore the Western way of life, horses and cows, family and friends, a relationship with the land, and a relationship with God. It's all here on Better Horses Radio. Now let's hit the trail with Ernie and his co-host, Don Dawson.
Whoa. Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get around and talk horses. Hey, folks, I'm Ernie Rodina, and welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC style, right here at beautiful KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM or 103.7 FM. Love coming up here every Sunday morning and getting to experience Kansas City and see my friends and do the show and then just have a blast. We got a lot to talk about today. Great show we have lined up. I think you're really going to like it, and we're going to get it started right. I'm so excited about having this guy lead us in a prayer, and we got Pastor Terry Newell from the Crossroads Cowboy Church. And am I right, Terry, it's in Williamstown? Is that what they call it?
Yes, it's in Williamstown. We're about 3 miles east of Perry. Our mailing address is Perry. That's how small it is. But we're right at the junction of 59 and 24 Highway.
Williamstown's no relation to my town, Williamsburg, is it?
It's not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't. But Williamstown, I'm so glad to have you on there. And I want to, first of all, before we get started in with our prayer, Pastor, you're the pastor, but I want to tell you that was one of the best sermons I've heard at Equifest that I can remember. Just really applicable. And I tell you what, folks, if you're looking for a church to go to and visit or go to and join, this is a tremendous. They do a tremendous as far as a job as far as reaching out to folks and sharing the word of the Lord and everything with them, and that's at Crossroads Cowboy Church. It's 9 o'clock Sundays, I think, if I'm correct.
That's right. Sunday mornings, I'm there just about every Sunday morning.
And you,
I used to say every Sunday morning, and then they asked me to do Equifest. So,
well, we got some folks on the prayer list. I'm going to go over them real quick, if that's all right, Pastor. I want to pray for all the Christians and all over the world. Pray for our president and all of our world leaders. Pray for my good friend Mark Burkdahl. Continue to heal him, and Frank Slaughter, Angie Vanderpool, David Sheckel, my home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Connie Vickers. We're praying for you, Desiree Garcia, Mike Statua, Sue and Keen Saxon, Pat Rodina, my sister-in-law, Tim Trabon, a great cowboy, John Specht, and Ali Costello. We want to keep your prayers are going out to you. And so I'm going to turn it over to you, Pastor, and thank you so much for being part of Better Horses Radio.
It's my pleasure. Heavenly Father, today we come before you. It's a beautiful morning to, Lord, just be in your presence and spend time worshiping you. Father, we just thank you that you're a God who leads us and guides us, Lord, in everything that we, Lord, in everything that we do, the things that we enjoy, and the life that you've given us to live. And Father, today, Lord, you heard all of these requests, and Lord, you know them before we ever speak them, but you want us to stand before your throne and lay them at your feet and know that you're there to hear us and move and minister on our behalf. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you for that. And Lord, we look forward to your tremendous reports in these lives. And Father, so many others that need a touch from you, our nation today. Father, just keep your hand upon our nation. Guide and lead and protect. Just draw us back to you as a nation. And Father, today we just thank you and we praise you again that we have an opportunity to come together this morning and Lord, just share the things that we love so much. And Lord, we love you first and Lord, our Western lifestyle and Lord, just being able to get out on the land. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Terry, and I'm going to be up there. I'm going to surprise you. Come up there, show up there some Sunday morning at 9. I'd urge you, folks, you need to go down there and check him out. Just a great church, great bunch of people up there, and I just want to congratulate you on the great job that you all are doing up there, Pastor Terry.
Well, it's the Lord doing it all. I just try and hang in the saddle and keep up with him.
Okay.
So.
Well, thanks, Pastor. We'll be talking to you down the road. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks. I want to thank Lucas Oil, lucasoil.com, great company. I'll just say this about the oil and lubricants. It works. One of the best out there. And what's really neat is they give some of the profits to protecttheharvest.com, their foundation, which has our back when it comes to us as animal owners and with our own telling us what to do with our animals. We know what's best from that. And having someone having our back and protecting our rights as animal owners and everything is just great. And they just do a great job for agriculture. Hey, let me tell you about the show we got today. Really exciting. We've got I got a friend that ran across up there at most of these I got at Equifest, these interviews, and just really great time to get a chance to talk to Denny Hassett, multiple world champion halter horse trainer. He is a legend around this area, the KCMO area, not only this area, but across the country. And got a chance to sit down with him. And then I didn't know there was a saddle-making school just east of town out by Lone Jack and out there by not too far from Blue Springs. And we're going to go talk to Dan Hubbard. It's a saddle-making school and learn all about that. You might want to get out there and make a saddle. And there's a lot of neat things that you could do in this industry. And so we're going to talk to him. And then, as I said, we've been plugging it every week. And that's the Greater Kansas Racing Alliance, and that's the Race for Kansas. And I've got Kimberly Sabati with the Kansas Racing Alliance going to be up there telling us about the importance of getting House Bill 2173 passed so we can get horse racing back going. You know, it's legal. It's legal, like I said, in Kansas. It's just a matter of getting the tax rate down to equivalent to what the tax rate is for the casinos to put us on even playing ground. And so we're going to have an interview with her. And so we got a wonderful show lined up, and I'm so glad. A week ago, I had a chance to run into this guy, and this guy is a tremendous, tremendous horseman and a roper. You've seen him at the NFR. You've seen him at all the ropings. He's at the top of his game as far as I'm concerned, and that's Coleman Proctor. We're going to be doing the Blazing the Trail segment brought to us by Merck Animal Health. So glad to be hooked up with them. Great company, great bunch of folks, and great products. Do we have you with us, Coleman?
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to Better Horses Radio, Coleman, and so glad to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me today.
I'll tell you what, you live down there, if I'm right, down around Locust Grove, Oklahoma, if I'm correct.
Yes, sir, just across the river there, just across the lake.
Tell me,
I live in a little town called Pryor, not too far from Salina.
You're down there in northeast Oklahoma. I'll tell you what, great to have you. We enjoy watching you rope, and you're one of the best out there. You got anything that you can leave with our listeners today as far as becoming better horsemen or better ropers? I know you got a lot of tips. You didn't get there just by luck.
Well, it's, you know, of course, team roping wouldn't be what it is without our great equine animals there. And so taking care of your horse is always number one when somebody asks me, you know, about any kind of advice. But especially with spring break rolling around, a lot of kids are getting into it. There's a lot of kids going to some younger camps around the house. And I think the number one tip I got a lot of times when it involves kids and horses is always making sure kids are one that fits their level, you know, not trying to let a horse and a kid learn together. Because I believe no matter what, like the only way you can accomplish anything is doing it safely. So I'm a big proponent of taking care of your horses, making sure you've got one that fits your level and that you're able to learn safely.
You know, that's a great tip. The other thing I tell you, I want to put a plug in for them, because when I think of you, I think of another thing. You got a bunch of great sponsors, but what about those CSI pads? They work pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I've been with CSI pads for now 11 years almost, and I've still got the original one that I got back in 06, and the greatest pad made and absolutely the best product that I use, I believe. And I wouldn't have anything else on my horse.
Never seen so much buzz about them as far as since I've been hooked up with them with Better Horses Radio. Lots of people love them, and they work really good. Appreciate it. Will you come back on our show and give us a tip again on another
day? Bet.
Thank you so much.
Bet. And you can find a lot more at speedroping.com. You know, I got a lot of dummy drills and a lot of other roping tips you can follow along at speedroping.com.
Speedroping.com. Go to that, folks. And
yes,
tell you what, I bet that's a great site. Look forward to talking to you, Coleman, and I'll be talking to you down the trail.
Have a good one.
Thanks, man. Coleman Proctor, I tell you what a great guy it is to have him on the show, and just a lot of fun. I'm having a blast, folks. And, you know, if you got anything on your mind, email me at ernie@betterhorsesradio.com. So glad to be here in my old stomping grounds where I grew up on and everything. Some people call me the Croatian cowboy. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have a chance to hear from Denny Hassett. I'm having a blast here, Better Horses Radio, KC style. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rodina, and we're talking horses, talking all kinds of stuff. We'll be talking saddle making, horse racing, and we're going to be talking halter horses in the life of a multiple world champion halter horse guy coming up, Denny Hassett. So glad you joined us today, and I'll tell you what, the next segment's brought to us by our good friends at Silver Spurs Equine, silverspursequine.com. It's down in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mike and Michelle Miola's got just a beautiful breeding facility. It's the largest independently owned AQHA breeding farm in the world. It's just they got 28 of the greatest stallions down there that you can breed to. And what's really neat, they just give you service just all over the place as far as when it comes to service and price and everything like that. They're second to no one. And they're all about helping the breeders, both big breeders and small breeders, to try to reach that goal to raise that champion. So get a hold of them, silverspurzequine.com. Tell them, and you won't be disappointed. I got an Iceman baby going to be due any day. And I tell you what, we're really excited about that. So check them out, silverspurzequine.com. But as I had a chance, this guy is just a super individual. More knowledge, great horseman. A lot of folks don't realize that he not only is a hollow horse guy, but he used to ride reining horses and everything from that standpoint. And if you're from this KCMO listening area, you're sure to know, and probably worldwide too, Denny Hassett. Let's go to that interview right now. Hello, friends. Ernie Rodina with the Better Horses Radio Show here at Equifest 2017. And, man, I'm so glad I run into this guy. This guy is a 20-some. How many is
23.
It? 23 world AQHA world champions. We got the, as far as I'm concerned, the guru of the halter horse industry, and lives right here in Kansas, Denny Hassett. Denny, welcome to Better Horses Radio.
Thank you, Ernie. I appreciate you having me on your radio show. I listen to it all the time and enjoy it. And always nice to sit down and visit with you.
Well, this is one of the benefits of having the show is getting a chance to talk to guys like you. And I know you had you're working close with your is it would it be your nephew
yeah.
Doug Coleman
yes.
down there. You had a successful season this year down there.
Yes.
And I tell you what, Denny, this quarter horse deal to me looks like it's getting better. The shows and everything, they're doing some neat things.
Yes, I think they're really working. They're really working hard to turn it around. And everything, and I think, you know, some of the Western classes they've added to the shows and stuff has really brought a lot of new people back in, you know, the ranch riding and some of them type classes, and I think it kind of brings back some of the days that we did back years ago when I started out, you know,
doing
the type of horse. Yeah, they're doing it all again, you know, yeah. And everything. So.
Well, I know that... I know that, as far as, you know, seeing how it's going, and I have to say this about halters. I had a few on some of these pumpkin uh-huh. shows, not AQHA uh-huh. shows, but, you know, people need to realize that discipline you're in probably is the hardest discipline as far as when you're trying to get a product at the end of get it done and the work it takes to get them looking good. You go through a lot. It's a demanding sport.
Yeah. You know, the halter horse, a lot of people, you know, I've done both ends of it, the riding the halter and when we had the all-around type horse where you went to the shows and you haltered him that morning and you rode him and everything. But today's competition with the halter horse, it's a seven-day deal, and it's something that you live with every day to keep one right. And when you get one fit to where you think you're really going to be competitive, then it's a job to keep one there because you can only keep one peaked out so long, and then you kind of got to start back around your program again. But it's an everyday program, and there's a lot of work in the halter horse deal.
When you get him to peak out, and let's say the big show's over for right then, so you let him back off so you can build it back up?
Yes. We let him down. We'll change our feed program, you know, to kind of take him off of the vitamins and stuff that we have him on, and we'll back him off on the heavier feed program and drop them down, you know, to good athletic working shape and stuff. Keep them where you can go to a winter show if you want to, but we don't try to keep them build up and peak like we do for a world show or Congress or something like that.
I can only imagine, because you show weanlings, you show yearlings, mm-hmm. aged horses and everything.
Yes.
A lot of times you get these weanling horses and everything. When you get these weanling horses going and everything, you might not know what you have as far as a yearling until you give them time.
That is true. What we generally do with the weanlings, we like to take them off of the mother. And I've always had a theory that if a weanling comes off his mother and he's eating good with his mother and going along, the main thing you got to watch today with the feeds we have and everything on them weanlings, how much you give them and what you give them in the protein stuff because of their legs and everything. But anyway, if they'll go ahead and continue, and normally them weanlings, I never try to pick one out to go on and go until we get that baby fat off of them. And the ones that's going to go ahead and look like they're going to be a show horse will be the ones that'll go ahead and keep coming on, building up. And the ones that kind of go through a staggery stage, we kind of just wait on them.
Wait on them. Yeah. And they might turn up, maybe not a weanling, but a yearling.
They could be the best yearling. down the road.
Wow.
But if they got the structure and the muscle definition, everything you want, if they're not quite there, don't throw them, don't discard them right off the bat, because they could come back the next year and might be the best one.
Do you have one age class that you prefer that's your baby?
Excuse me, I didn't
understand. Do you have a class, be it a yearling, age geldings, age stuff? Is that, do you have anyone that would be your favorite?
I like the yearlings. I think a lot of times you can take a yearling class, and I like to work with the babies too. Probably the weanlings and the yearlings, they're the most excited, because you know you've got more opportunity with them, like fraternities and things like that you can do with them. The older horses, they're good, but them young horses, you're growing them and you're seeing changes in them all the time. You know, that's what I like about it.
Denny, I can't tell you what a pleasure it was to kind of hook up with you, sit here, talk about it. You know, I think I look at you, I know you're in the Halter horse, you lead it, you're the leader in the Halter horse deal as far as the, in my eyes, and then also knowing that you rode them reiners back there and all that stuff, you're the all-around horseman, and we're really lucky to have you here as far as in this industry.
Well, I appreciate it, Ernie. I always enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy listening to your radio show every week, and I appreciate you stopping by and giving me a chance to talk on it.
A multiple world champion, Denny Hassett. Great to talk to you. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Thank you very much.
What a neat interview that was, and just always great. Anytime I have a chance to talk to Denny and talk to him, that was so nice. It was a Sunday afternoon, sat down there in the lounge there at Equifest and just picked his brain and doing a great job. And it's nice to see him as far as living the dream from that standpoint. And I want to tell you, we'll just talk a little bit about the calendar, what's coming up. You know, I want to first of all tell you our Better Horses Network magazine is going to be coming out, the spring edition, in just about a week. So we still got time. If you want to run an ad on this, we do like 10 to 15,000 at different times of these papers and everything. And it's the only regional paper that I know of around the KCMO listener and all horse. Been doing it going on 18 years. Unbelievable. But we put things in there, and you can also go to betterhorsesradio.com to the calendar and post your events free up there on that website, betterhorsesradio.com. But we got Al Dunning, the multiple world champion, 40-some world champions he's been involved with, April 21st, 22nd, 23rd, in Kingman, Kansas. John Manaback's putting that on. You can get a hold of him at 316-253-5118. You could ride for all 3 days or one day, but I think the riding's filled up. You can go out there and be as far as an auditor, and it's worth going out there being an auditor at that event. And then we're going to be talking about going up at Ted Model Farms in Wellsville. Steve Miles is putting together a clinic with Richard Schrake, a two-day resistance-free clinic. You know, Richard's a great guy. Every time we get a chance to see him or hear him, I always walk away learning something new. Just a great time from that standpoint. But again, a reminder, our spring edition, we're on the 18th year of putting this magazine together. 18th years. People say, well, what's it like, Ernie, to put a magazine together for 18 years? It's just like being in the movie Groundhog Day. That's what it's like. But I have a blast, and it's great kind of doing that. Appreciate all the help. My lovely wife helps out so much on that as far as with the helps out so much as far as with that magazine. But check it out. And you can also go online and read it, betterhorsesradio.com, or go to that, and you can read it online. We always put that on there. But, again, coming down to the deadline on the paper, you want to check it out from that standpoint. And then I want to tell you about, make sure, I hope that you're catching here around the Kansas City area, KCWE Channel 29. And with 29, you could pick up Ernie the Horse Guy, Better Horses TV. Better Horses with Ernie the Horse Guy. I've been doing this since about the 1st of February, having a blast. We might be coming out to your place and visiting yours. It's all about lifting up the horse for the love of the horse and getting a chance to share my experiences I've had with a lot of these folks, you folks around there, and take folks out to introduce them to the area as far as when it comes to different horses and horse discipline. Had a blast getting a ride with Bill Walton, one of the best, here about a week ago, getting a ride with him, and it's going to be up coming up on the next year. But having a blast with KCWE 29's Ernie the Horse Guy and Better Horses TV. It's just a blast there, so check it out. And let me know what you think about it, Ernie, at betterhorsesradio.com. And the other thing I was going to tell you, you can go to Better Horses Network and catch it streaming. Go to betterhorsesnetwork.com. Click on Ernie the Horse Guy TV. Bam, you got me right there. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And looks like we're going to be talking about Dan Hubbert and saddle making. Right here outside of Kansas City, you can become a saddle maker. So get yourself a cup of coffee. Come on back and join me with Better Horses Radio, KC Style, right here on KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM or 103.7 FM. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. Love that old Tracy Lawrence song. I tell you what, great. Seen him in concert. He's great. Yeah. Enjoy coming up here talking to you with about horses. This is Ernie the Horse Guy. Big shout out to all of you guys out there. And I hope you get a chance to ride a little bit today and ride with your family. So proud of my son Matthew. Been riding with me. Having a blast doing that. And this next segment's brought to us by our good friends at Purina Mills. PurinaMills.com, the company I worked with for 35 and a half years. The only company I know, I'll look anybody in the eye and tell them, the only company I know that will feed it to their feed to their horses first before they ever ask you to feed it to yours. Research second to none. When you look at the safety that goes involved in making a feed, you no doubt Purina is the best choice to go with. So glad to have them as a sponsor. And we have some great, great independent Purina dealers around the area. You know, and those are the ones that make it happen. The Christine's out of Pleasant Hill. You know, the Hyman elevators out in out around Holden, you know, from there. And you look at a Brummel Farm Service at Garnett. And I tell you what, take a trip to Centerville, Kansas sometime and go down and visit Centerville Feed and Seed, Feed and Farm Supply, I'm sorry, down there at Centerville. Great town, just a great bunch of folks. So glad that you joined us today. We're going to go in and do our first interview with, I told you about, there's a saddle-making school right here in Kansas City. Let's go to that right now. I had a chance to hook up with Dan Hubbert just out east of Kansas City. Let's go there right now. Hello, friends. Ernie Rudina with the Better Horses Radio Show here at Equifest 2017, 20th anniversary. I stopped by and really got to meet a really neat fella, Dan Hubbert. He's got a saddle-making school just east of Kansas City, just a little bit east of Lone Jack, Missouri. Dan, welcome to Better Horses Radio.
Hi, Ernie. Pleased to meet you.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking at these saddles, folks. They're unbelievable. Really handmade, made by a cowboy for cowboys and cowgirls. Dan, I tell you what, there's a lot of saddle makers out there, but there's not that many people that put the school on and teach the trade. Tell us about your school.
Well, I'll back up a little bit where I'm coming from. I kind of grew up in the saddle, and after years of riding on the ranches and out west in Montana, I realized the need for a saddle that would fit your horse as well as fit you to make it a comfortable ride in a 10 or 12 hour ride. So that's where I focused my attention. And in 1981, I started building saddles. And then after 35 years of building saddles, I recognized the desire for those out there that would like to do the same thing. So I've offered the school. We started the school in 2012, going on 5 years, and we've had some remarkable students. That's turned out some remarkable saddles for the first saddle that they've made.
And the school, your first basic school is a two-week course that gets you where you can go back home and work at it and possibly make your first saddle.
Right. The two-week course is just a basic, all building, very little tooling, maybe a little bit of a border design. But basically is the understanding of how the tree should fit the horse and how you should put the ground seat in to fit you for your comfort and then the style of saddle you like to ride.
Well, and then you can do that two-week course, and then you can turn around, and you can extend it, go another week, if I understand.
Yeah, sometimes I get a student in that's done a lot of tooling. They've already made belts, purses, pocketbooks, and so on. So they've got a little bit of a tooling down, so they can go on into an intermediate right off of the basic for an additional week and do some tooling on their saddle. It's a geometric pattern. And then from there, if they want to come back to another four-week advanced course, which entails the floral carving. Floral carving is another whole different dimension, but it's really rewarding.
Well, I tell you what, how rewarding it must be to you to see some of these students that you're turning out at your school go on and make a living, you know, and really really have a gift. And that's what it is. You got to have some artistic characteristics about yourself to be able to make some of these saddles.
Yes, it really is, and I've got two students here. I have two students with me this weekend, Jim Spencer from Pleasant Hill and Tammy Heisman from Appleton City, and they're both starting up their own shops and doing remarkably well.
Well, you know, and I tell you what it's all about, you got some great quality leather you start off with. This. You got to have that, I take it.
Yeah, it's like building a house. It's no better than the foundation it's built on, so we really want to search for the best trees and also for the best leather.
So when they do these saddles, I assume that you can expand and show how to make bridles and things like that?
Oh, yeah. We can make chaps, bridles, all kinds of pocketbooks and strap goods and so on. And that's also a good prerequisite if you've already done some of those things on your own. That's makes the saddle building go that much easier.
You know, it seems like this Western way of life and this horse deal has not slowed up one bit. And folks really want good quality tack and things like that, and this it seems like your business would have to be flourishing.
Yeah, you want to watch cutting the corner. You don't want to cut a corner in the custom business. You're building something for somebody that's exclusive. They can't go anywhere else and get it. They can't go anywhere else and compare the price, because you're building it for them with their specifications, and that's the way we set up the program. And like I say, we do use the number one material that we can find and try to teach the students to excel. Everything that they make, the next day should be better.
And I tell you what, if folks want to get in touch with you, Dan Hubbard's Saddle Making Schools. You have these schools periodically, or are they going on quite a? They can get into one pretty easy.
Well, we've had we have a student coming here in March, and another one pending in April. We try to book them in January, February, March, and then also in September, October, November.
How many will you take at a time?
One student at a time.
One student at a time, so they get all your undivided attention.
It's one-on-one. So far, it's one-on-one. I've tried it with overlapping even students, even overlapping a program. It really gets you busy. So in all fairness to the student, we keep it a one-on-one program.
So, and folks want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you for your saddle-making school?
Phone number.
Okay.
816-616-4154. You can also look us up on Facebook, Diamond D Ranch and Saddlery.
Diamond D Ranch and Saddlery. I'll tell you what a neat service you offer to the horsemen out there and the folks that want to get into saddle making. Like I said, I'm looking at some great chaps and all kinds of stuff. And appreciate you being part of Better Horses Radio, and I wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you, Ernie. I'm glad to be here.
Dan Hubbard, Saddle Making School down by Lone Jack, Missouri.
There you go.
Hey, I thought you'd enjoy that, and I tell you, really a neat deal, and this guy is great. I mean, as far as you see some of the work he's done and some of what his students have done, he must be a great teacher. So I hope you enjoyed that, and we're going to go take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap this show up talking about horse racing in Kansas with Kimberly Sabati. So I think you're going to really enjoy that. We'll be right back after hearing from our sponsors. I'm Ernie Rudinan with Better Horses Radio, KC Style. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie the Horse Guy, hoping you're having as much fun as I am. A little Shy Lights bringing this old girl. A little shout out to my class of 1973, Washington High School. My Dot friends over there. You can take the boy out of the dot, but you can't take the dot out of the boy. You always remember that. So just a great time. Great time talking horses. And there's lots of horses around here. And this next segment's brought to us by CSI Saddle Pads. Great, great saddle pads. Donna and her team down at Urich, Missouri, make a pad second to no one. Check them out, csipads.com. And also it's brought to us by Better Horses Network, a great, great channel. You need to check it out. It's free. It's like the Netflix for the horse programs and Western way of life. You go to betterhorsesnetwork.com and click on. You can watch anything from Al Dunning to we're going to have Kurt and Tammy Pate. You got Better Horses Radio Worldwide. And then also, let's not forget, you got Ernie the Horse Guy, Better Horses TV, along with about 20 other shows, and it's growing daily. So check it out. But so glad that they're a sponsor, and they're bringing us our next guest, Kimberly Sabati, and trying to get this House Bill 2173 passed. We got to have it, folks. Get horse racing back in Kansas. Let's go to that interview right now. Hello, friends. Ernie Rudina with the Better Horses Radio Show here at the 2017 Equifesta Kansas here in Topeka, Kansas, and had a chance to buzz around here, folks. It's Let's Get Horse Racing Back in Kansas, and we need everybody's help. Yes, I got a great interview here, and she's going to bring us up to date, but this is about you out there getting in hold of your representatives, your senators, and tell them we got to get this passed. The state needs it. There's no reason it shouldn't be there, and I got Kimberly Sabati who's a you do the public affairs mm-hmm. with the horse racing, doing a great job. Tell us where we're at with this and how we can get the help of everybody out there listening.
Well, thanks, Ernie, for having us on. And really, the buzz around here at Equifest is very exciting. People really are very enthusiastic and interested in getting racing back in Kansas. And so where we are right now, we had a bill that came out of a House committee in the House. It was pending before the full House. We're now actually going to do a little bit more investigating, if you will, on the House side. So it's going to go back to another committee for some further review. And then we also have a bill pending before the Senate, and that's awaiting assignment right now. So right now we're pursuing a dual-prong approach in order to make sure that we get a bill that actually heads to the governor.
Well, the neat thing about it is we have a private investor putting this in, and he's going up against a public venue. He should have it on equal playing field as far as the tax rate being down at 22. Instead, he's at 40. That's all he's asking is to get on even ground.
That really is the heart of this bill. There's two components to this piece of legislation, and the first is taxing slot machines at state-owned casinos equivalently with the slot machines at a privately owned casino. Right now, there's the privately owned casino, it's 40%, state-owned casino, it's at 22%, so we're just looking for tax parity, which we think, you know, should always should have been there. Secondly, it would allow the citizens of Wichita the opportunity to vote again on whether or not they want the Wichita Greyhound Park to reopen. So truly it is putting a voice back to the people. And then the third component, I think, is also the really critical portion, is that it holds the state harmless. So it puts the risk back on the investor. So this will be litigated just like virtually any other thing that the legislature passes. It will be litigated. It does put the onus back on the private investor to make sure that the state is, in fact, held harmless. And
that's a done deal.
And yes, so if everything moves forward, then the state would be held harmless.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is, what I hear rumbles of is other states that border us are talking in terms of putting big casinos up and things like that. I see this as an opportunity for Kansas to hold its ground in that, as far as in making the revenue, instead of this revenue leaving and going to other states.
Well, and I think the key here that we're talking about, we're not talking about any expansion of gaming in the state of Kansas. That's very important. Horse racing, greyhound racing, and state-owned casinos were always envisioned side by side in the piece of legislation. And so what we're talking about now is allowing that vision to come to fruition, but then also, most importantly, keeping the jobs and the investment
exactly
in state and allowing an industry that has very rich in history and tradition to once again flourish.
Well, I'm so proud of the group you have behind you, wanting the Greater Kansas Racing Alliance and what you're doing, Race for Kansas and everything. We need it back in there. And I guess I'm going to reach out, not only with you, reach out to the folks listening. Please help us and get a hold of your representatives in town. This is serious business. We need to get this through and get it passed and keep the jobs, everything in here, and let's get racing back in Kansas.
Not only are we talking about retaining, but we're also talking about growing thousands of new jobs and creating millions of new investment for the state.
Kimberly, is there an easy way for our listeners out there to find out the contact information for their legislators?
You can visit the Race for Kansas website. So just Google that or type that into your web browser and visit our site, and all that information should be there and populated.
You know, I think in a climate where we need all the dollars Kansas can get, and this is an easy way to get dollars without the state having any risk, I think it's a no-brainer.
It is a wonderful economic development tool.
Kimberly Savati with the Greater Kansas Racing Alliance, thank you so much for being on Better
thank
Horses Radio.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I thought you'd enjoy that. She did just a great job explaining why we need to have it. We got to be on an even playing field. So, again, contact your legislators, your reps, your senators, and tell them we have to get the House Bill 2173 passed. It's a no-brainer, folks. We need it. You know, in a time where our state is really hurting for money, this is a no-brainer, no risk to the state. Get that going so we can keep the dollars at home instead of going across our borders to other states. So really want to appreciate Kimberly, all the work they're doing on that. And get a hold of your legislators. Don't forget to do that. Hey, I want to put a plug in for my son and I. Brent Rodina is doing a super job. Young man getting into the real estate, and we teamed up, Better Horses Properties. We're part of Reese Nichols. And if you got a property you'd like to list, look no farther than us. marketing, we're second to no one. We'll throw our newspaper at you as far as promoted in that, over 15,000 copies. We'll do our newspaper. We'll do our e-blast. We'll do our radio shows. We'll do our TV. And we'll do that at no extra cost to you because we want to help you sell your property. If you're looking for property, get a hold of Stu. Get a hold of me at Ernie at betterhorsesradio.com or get a hold of Brent, my son, at brent@reesenichols.com and let us go to work for you on trying to sell your property. But just having a great time there. And the other one I want to talk about is you got property. You need to get your property. You got to clean up your lots. You got to get ready to start mowing pastures before you know it. I'll tell you what, but you don't really want to justify buying a tractor, buying the equipment. Well, that's when you get a hold of Cloverleaf Inc. These guys are great. They can do anything from fix fence to mow your pastures to fix your corrals to clean your corrals. And we're talking about Dave Beaker or John Beaker. And you can get a hold of them. Go to my website or you can just go to CloverleafInc.net and check them out. Just a great bunch of folks. And as I said, my Better Horses Network, we're coming out with the spring edition here in about a week. There's still time to get an ad in there. I'll tell you what, a lot of folks repeat advertisers because they get results. So contact me at Ernie@BetterHorsesRadio.com. You might want to put an ad in, and this paper here, you could get a hold of Connie, my wife Connie. She'll take care of you as far as on advertisement, and we'd love to work with you on that. And while you're in there, you turn that first page, I'll tell you what, there's another great sponsor I just noticed. Heritage Tractor, 9 outlets across the KCMO listening area, 9 outlets. You want to check it out there from that standpoint. But got a lot of neat things going on. So get a hold of me if you want to advertise. If you want a subscription, let us know at Ernie@BetterHorsesRadio.com. I had a blast today, folks, and I hope you did too. You know, check out our sites and check out our TV show. It's all about taking the horse experience to a higher level because it's for the love of the horse. It's that time I hate every week. I hate to have to leave you for a week. I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. We want you to find that person next to you you know and love. Give them a kiss and tell them you love them. Pick up those dirty dishes. Help mom with the dishes. Pick up all your dirty clothes. Kind of help out around the house a little bit more. We're talking to Ernie. Oh, that's me. Anyway, I'm talking to Connie, Matt, and Brett. Tina Corley. Also, Steve and Darla Miles, Pleasant Hill Pet and Livestock. Christine, you're a great one out there. Mark Burkdahl, Susie Mackey, a good buckaroo and buckarette. You guys, until next week, I want you to have happy trails and make sure you always ride for the brand. See you next week.